friends in Christ, what is the greatest manifestation of the power of God? If you had to focus on one aspect of God that expresses most completely the reality that He is the Almighty, what would it be? One possibility would be creation. That we know God creates everything there is ex nihilo, out of nothing. The entire universe, the entire world, you and I, are all brought into existence out of nothing. That is power. Or it could be the power of God over nature. And so in the Gospels, Jesus raises the dead. He opens the eyes of the blind. He walks on water and changes water into wine. God's power over nature expresses the reality that He is God Almighty. And yet, in the opening prayer, or the collect, as it's called, because it collects the people of God at the beginning of the Mass, we catch a hint of what is the most powerful manifestation of the Almighty for us. We prayed at the beginning of this Mass, O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy. That is the greatest manifestation of God's power for us, that He forgives, that He pardons, that He has mercy. And that power is on display in a beautiful way in the Gospel this weekend. Jesus tells the parable of the two sons whose father asked to work in the vineyard. And of course, one of the sons said, "Yes, Lord, I go," but never went. But the first son replied defiantly, "I will not." Total disobedience, yet afterward changed and went. And Jesus says to the chief priests and the elders, "The tax collectors and prostitutes will enter the kingdom of God before you because they changed. Their lives were transformed by the power of God's mercy and His pardon." That these men and women who were destitute in the spiritual life, who knew that they were not regarded highly by anyone, nonetheless found a welcome in the arms of Christ. And that is what changed them. We know from the Gospels, Jesus walked right into the life of Saint Matthew, the tax collector, and said, "Follow me." And his life was changed. He immediately responded by giving his life over to the Lord. He was changed. He came to work in the vineyard. Jesus forgave the adulterous woman. He forgave the woman who wet his feet with the ointment and dried them with her hair because she encountered him and recognized that he was the God of mercy. He drew near to her, and that is what changed her. St. Paul, in our second reading for this weekend, has that beautiful hymn of Christ emptying himself and taking on our human nature. This is what God does to exercise his power to transform our lives. St. Paul says, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness and found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. That this emptying of God, his humility, is the very thing that allows us to be pardoned, to be forgiven, and to be changed. Our late Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, back on the feast of Saints Peter and Paul in 2011, was preaching at the Vatican on his 60th anniversary of priesthood, And so reflecting on the faculties of the priest, the ability to confect the blessed sacrament of the Eucharist, to say the words of consecration, "This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood." To speak the words of absolution, "I absolve you of your sins." Pope Benedict said these gifts that are given to human beings are almost frightening, that the Lord would entrust us with these words, because, he said, of the cost for Christ to be able to give his body and blood, to be able to forgive. Our Holy Father writes, "I know that behind these words lies his suffering for us and on account of us. I know that forgiveness comes at a price. In his passion, he went down deep into the sordid darkness of our sins. He went down into the night of our guilt. For only thus can it be transformed." That is what transforms our lives. Our guilt, our shame is transformed into forgiveness and a new beginning because of the passion of Christ, because he gave everything. And we often get that mixed up. We think if we can only straighten our lives out and put them all in order, then God will come and love us. And yet the Christian gospel is exactly the opposite. God loves us even though we're broken, even though we have sinned and rebelled against him. Like the son who said, "I will not go." Yet God comes into our lives with his mercy. In the passion, he lowers himself to be rejected, to be crucified. And that is the power that transforms us. How are we called to respond to this awesome gift? When we come to Mass on Sunday and hear those words, "This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood." Do we truly recognize that the body of Christ was broken on the cross? His blood poured out on Calvary for the ability to give us himself in the Blessed Sacrament. He gave everything. To listen to the words of absolution, "I absolve you of your sins." Do we listen to them enough? Do we avail ourselves of that absolution in the sacrament of reconciliation? Allowing the mercy of God to wash over us, to transform us, to change us. We ask for the grace to be open to the power of God. Because as we prayed in the opening collect for this liturgy, God manifests his almighty power, above all, by pardoning and showing mercy.